Okay, let's try and do a little editing on the fly here just to test that out. I think I'm going to ask it to change the logo first. Change the logo to a small spaceship. Let's see how it does with that. Because it's thinking. And our logo is fading away. This is a cool user experience, I will say. All right, that's pretty legit. It definitely has a nice little spaceship illustration, kind of like what I had in mind, so that's cool. Let's try editing the color palette. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are back with an episode that brings together the worlds of WordPress and AI, the two worlds that are basically responsible for this show and for me arriving where I have with Digital Pop at this moment in time. So today we'll be talking about the new AI website builder that WordPress has officially launched. It is currently in an early access mode, and we are going to try it out for you guys on the episode tonight. But first, let's just run through the basic features and the details about the availability and the access that you can get. As you'll see, and as you'll be very familiar with, this is going to be a text-based natural language chat interface. So you're prompting your site into existence with a simple description. And then you can also specify certain design aspects right off the bat, like fonts and color palettes and the like. And apparently the AI is going to pick up a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to images and the overall aesthetic of the site. So we're going to let the AI do as much of the work as possible tonight and see what it's able to come up with. And we'll test out the claim by WordPress if this can crank out a quality WordPress site in just a few minutes, as they claim. But what I'm really curious to try out and intrigued by is the ability to go in and edit your site with the chat interface after it's been initially built. So you can go back and forth and tweak the site, which I think is a cool feature, and I think it's great for especially people who are early into WordPress and maybe don't have the time or ability to start messing around even with something as simple as the block editor. And we're going to talk a lot about that in the demo tonight. I was initially going to do a couple of demos with the WordPress AI site builder tonight. We were going to do just a basic, you know, AI consulting agency type website, digital marketing, and then I was going to really push it and try and do something fancy for like 3D design or graphic design. You guys know me by now if you've been watching the show. However, the AI builder does have some limitations at this point when it comes to complex sites with advanced integrations and things like that. Apparently, it's most well suited for small business pages, blogs, and newsletters, as they say at WordPress.com. And at this point, it can't even handle e-commerce sites, apparently. So definitely very early days. And we have gone ahead and demoed this already tonight. And as you'll hear in the demo and as we'll talk about, I think this is a very particular use case for a WordPress agency who's maybe solely working in WordPress, or even more importantly, is starting to really focus on the block editor and dive into the block editor, which WordPress is very much trying to make the future of their website builder, at least the powers that be at WordPress. So again, I think this is a good place to start for beginners applying a theme to even a block theme, for instance, because you can go back and forth with that. And again, I'll talk about this in the demo as well. Or again, it's for a particular use case for an agency. I still wanted to share it tonight and get it out to you navigators in case there is any value to be had, and especially if you're spinning up sites very quickly with the block editor in WordPress. And another thing to consider is how it compares to the Wixes of the world or the Squarespace builders. I think that's who WordPress is definitely trying to step in and compete with here. I don't think they're doing it quite yet, by what I've seen from those other builders and their AI and just their general themes. And I think maybe the block editor is kind of the reason for that in WordPress. But this is WordPress officially joining the AI website builder race. WordPress.com, I should say. These days, it's more important than ever to be very specific about who you're talking about in the WordPress community. If you know, you know. Anyway, one bit of good news, and we always like to hear, is that there is a free trial for the AI website builder. It allows for up to 30 prompts, and I will say you should be able to get a lot done with those 30 prompts. We were able to basically poke around and figure out just how much we could do with the site and how limited it was within a few prompts, so it didn't take too long. There is also a paid plan for unlimited prompts available with a WordPress.com hosting subscription. Those typically start at $18 a month, and you get some discounts, of course, for like annual subscriptions and stuff like that. At this point, they're just going to hit you up for your email and to create an account in order to try out the builder. But if you don't want to do that, we're going to do it here for you tonight. So without further ado, check out the demo and let me know what you think in the comments. Okay, and here we have our AI website builder. Pretty straightforward. They're asking us just for our prompt to build our website. Again, you do need to sign up for an account at this point just to get early access. But as we mentioned, with the free trial, we get 30 prompts just to test this thing out. So definitely test it out for yourself. Let's see what the WordPress AI website builder is capable of. I've just given it a simple prompt, just like an example one that they've recommended. I said, build a website for my AI consulting agency. And let's see what happens. For anybody who's not watching along, it's just showing some loading text here, creating your website, building the foundation, turning on the lights, making it beautiful, personalizing your site. And we have our chat interface now. So it's asking us a few questions based on our prompt. It says, what is the name of your AI consulting agency? Probably a good question to ask. Digital Pop. Can you provide a brief description of Digital Pop, such as the services it offers or its focus? Sure. Digital Pop is a digital marketing agency specializing in AI implementation consulting. Where is Digital Pop located? Detroit, Michigan. All right, and it's asking us to confirm these details. You can edit them if you need to. So let's go ahead and create the site. Let's see what happens. Again, just reading along here for anybody who's not watching on video, it says building your site, refresh the design with bolder colors and fonts, change the website colors to white eggplant. So I think it's actually showing us, what it's doing to the site, I would imagine. And anyway, who knows? If we see eggplant colors, we'll know that it was actually being truthful here, and this isn't just for show. Refresh the design with bolder colors and fonts. I think this is just what the potential prompts that we could do to edit our site. It's trying to show us here, I think, as I understand it. Okay, so we have our site, and it's actually like scrolling us down as it puts together the page, which is kind of a cool feature. My mind isn't blown by the quality of the site. I'm not crazy about the design. It looks pretty old school, modular and blocky to me. Again, for anybody who's not watching along, we have our header area here. It's definitely, you can tell it's built for the block editor in WordPress, which I'm not a huge fan of myself, but they're really, really leaning into the block editor. And of course, any new sites that are built with this AI builder, they probably want to be in that block editor environment. So anyway, my mind's not super blown by the quality of the site. It has a little logo here for us that it's created for Digital Pop. We have some imagery that isn't, incorrect, or it makes sense. It's contextual. It looks okay. But again, it's just really basic from a site standpoint. And let's just at the least test out the editing functionality that we can go back and forth. Again, I think this tool makes sense for any existing WordPress agencies out there who are also building sites in the block editor. And if anything, just great for inspiration or kind of getting started, a foundation, if you will, that you can then go launch and do some further building or editing on. Okay, so once we click through to start editing, it looks a little better. It goes full screen for us anyway. And again, just really basic and kind of too old school for me. But hey, if you get your message across, then that's really all you need. And again, if you're working in WordPress, then this could very well, especially the block editor, this could very well be what you're looking to build and what your client needs as well. So at this point, definitely not gonna, beat the just the clods or the cursors or replets out there as far as building a website goes. No doubt about that, but I still want to share this tool tonight. Again, for any WordPress developers or WordPress agencies or freelancers out there who haven't heard about it and might want to check it out. And if you're building in the block editor, again, this is a great way to just crank something up in a couple minutes that is 100% going to be compatible with that block editor. Okay, let's try and do a little editing on the fly here just to test that out. I think I'm going to ask it to change the logo first. Change the logo to a small spaceship. Let's see how it does with that. And it says it's reminding us that we have 30 requests in our free trial here. And it's asking, would you like to generate a new logo of a small spaceship illustration or upload your own? Generate, please. So it says it's thinking. And our logo is fading away. This is a cool user experience, I will say. And, it's immediately targeting the logo with even just this loading animation. So that's kind of cool. Generating logo. All right, that's pretty legit. It definitely has a nice little spaceship illustration, kind of like what I had in mind. So that's cool. Let's try and keep editing stuff here. Let's try editing the color palette. Okay, and we have our color palette applied, and I also started recording before hitting resume on the record button for a good, 10 minutes there. So we're gonna run through everything that I just discovered on the tool right now for you guys. It wasn't too much, and don't worry, I'll do it better the second time around anyway. So we have our color palette here. So we have applied our AI Marketing Navigator purple. And I went ahead and I tried to do a couple of other edits, and you will notice also that it looks like it changed our font here. What I tried doing right away was removing this subheader, this subtext from the page and switching up the header a little bit. I have no doubt that we could change what this header said right here, or this title, but the subtitle, we cannot remove that block for some reason. So there's a little bit of limitation as to what blocks can or can't be removed, which is a little surprising to me. So a little bit rigid right now, but I really think the use case for this right now is, it's a somewhat limited one, but if you're a WordPress agency, if you're building in the block builder, the new block template builder, and if you have clients that need that style of website, that need that drag and drop, that really easy to build, easy to maintain block style, then this will work for you. And if you're just getting into WordPress, I think this is a good place to start. I think it's even a little bit better than just applying a template to your site and trying to learn your way around, you can add your own personal touches here very quickly and very easily compared to a template, in my opinion anyway. But again, it's pretty rigid, pretty early days. I did also test removing other blocks like the main header image. And as you'll see here in a second, that is no problem. We're able to do that in a heartbeat. So not quite sure why I was having an issue with that subtitle there, but here you're seeing that our image header just went away. So like I said, with the caveat that this is meant for the block editor, meant for a simple site template, which they kind of tried to set us up for with the whole idea that it's not very complex. It's the sites are simple business pages. I don't think it's anywhere near competing to like an actual Claude or Cursor, a Replit, especially Cursor and Replit, but one of these AI coding partners or assistants that basically these models have become now, I think that's still the route to go if you're really trying to build a super high quality website. But again, I think there are times and places for these simple block editor websites. And so definitely still wanted to share this with any of you navigators out there who are in the WordPress world, or maybe any of you who are considering starting a WordPress site or getting into the WordPress world. It's safe to say WordPress is going nowhere in the website space anytime soon. So they're absolutely going to continue down this track with the AI builders, and we will continue to follow them and keep up with how the tool develops. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.